Agriculture is important in Sonoma County. Not just our expansive vineyards, but the multitude of small specialty producers of cheeses, vegetables, meats, nursery stock, and produce. These are the enterprises that stand to benefit most through the creation of a local cooperative clearinghouse, or to use the emerging term, a food hub. Michael Dimmick, Executive Director of Roots of Change, a statewide advocacy group for healthy agriculture and food systems, offers this definition.
A physical site where small farm products can be aggregated into larger supply chains so that a larger volume of food can be generated so that that food can be then sold to institutions that need larger volumes. A lot of small farmers are focused on direct sales through farmers markets because they retain the highest earnings from doing that. But there are real possibilities and living examples of having surplus product, or they can grow some product to be pooled with others to supply a school district or a hospital. And as we know, the school districts and the hospitals are very interested now in bringing more fresh fruits and vegetables in to combat obesity and other health-related problems from diet.
There is little doubt that such a hub could benefit the local ag economy as well. There is even less expectation that government money to create one will be forthcoming. Instead, Dimmick imagines a self-directed funding mechanism modeled on Sonoma County's agricultural and open space district.
It's time to consider either the use of the existing open space district legislation or a new piece of legislation to create a special district that would actually create a fund, whether it's an eighth of a cent or a quarter cent sales tax, that could be utilized to build food system infrastructure. And what do I mean by that? I mean places where we can process local meats and cheeses, where we can aggregate the supplies from small farms so that we can deliver to the schools and the hospitals and the cafeterias in the region.
Given the positive response to the Ag and Open Space District, including the 75% vote to extend it in 2006, Dimmick believes Sonoma County is fertile territory for advancing this new approach.
My sense is that this county, which really values agriculture and healthy food, could again set the bar and exemplify for the rest of the state and the nation what we could do around regional food system infrastructure. The local mechanism is the best because it's not going to happen in the state because the state's broke, and that's going to be a long time in fixing, and the federal government is about to enter a state potentially approaching the crisis that the state's in.
Just as the open space district was a brand new idea when it was first adopted by county voters in 1990, Dimmick says a local tax in support of food systems and agriculture is a fresh concept that could create a new precedent.
This has not been done. That's why I think Sonoma County is the perfect place, because before we created the Open Space District, no one had ever done that in the country, and no one has shown more vision and proactivity around land preservation at the county level than this county has. So I think it's a good step for Sonoma County to model for the rest of the nation and the state.
Right now, this is little more than an idea. Something Dimmick is talking about informally with farmers, elected officials, community leaders, and consumers. It's all part of laying the groundwork for more serious consideration of such a measure down the road, when external economic conditions may make for a more favorable political climate. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.